Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. I come bearing gifts today. Hello, 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 friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today, we are talking about something really flipping amazing, and that is how to grow a six-figure side hustle while also working full-time. That could be working another nine to five. That could be working as a parent. That could be working in a nonprofit, whatever that is. How do you actually take a side hustle idea, a side hustle dream, and turn it into something that is not only impactful and beneficial to the world, but really profitable for you? And that's what we're going to be diving into today. And I want to know, if you are someone who is ready to build and grow a side hustle, if you are ready to build a successful brand, here is your chance. I am doing a free live virtual event starting on October 17th. And during our time together, we are going to be talking about defining your offer, clarifying your strategy, and really helping you put in the steps and the pieces that is needed to build a business that makes a true difference. I am so excited for this incredible event that we're going to be hosting. We're going to be going through your process, your positioning in the marketplace, your marketing, and your all over platform so you can really start showing up and utilizing your gifts and your time in the way that is super valuable to not only the people that need it the most, but of course to you as well. And obviously, how do we make more money? Because with more money, we create more impact. And with that, let's dive in to the five steps that we're going to be talking about today. Now, if you've ever wanted to take your side hustle full time, you are not alone. The gig economy that we are in is growing faster than ever. In fact, it's growing so fast that over 70% of employees report having a side hustle for extra income. So 70% of people who have employee jobs also have a side hustle. So what this means is more of you coming to me and asking me, well, hey, Julie, how do I take my side hustle full time? How do I monetize it? How do I make sure that I'm actually making some good money off of all of the time that I'm spending on this side hustle project of mine? Well, I am here to help you today. And in fact, I have about five hustle side jobs before I ever felt confident, both mentally and emotionally, to go all in on the business that I have today. So you're not alone. Having lots of side hustles is very common, but here is the truth. A huge part of successful entrepreneurship is self-reliance, consistency, and focus. So if you're serious about really stepping into that business that you want, that you so badly desire, and bringing your idea to life, you're going to need a proper plan in place, a proven plan in place. And so that's why I'm going to be sharing with you the five steps that I have for you today. And again, if you are ready to get extra support on this, please join me for the free live virtual event that is starting on October 17th. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/brand to save your seat. And we are going to be helping you really get clear on the steps that are needed in order for you to take what you want to that limitless opportunity of growth. All right, let's dive in. So step one, you want to start with what I call is really like a gut check, a self-assessment. So it takes a lot of work to create a sustainable income on your own. We know this. So you have to get really honest with yourself. You have to ask yourself, what is inspiring you to take action? Without inspiration, we're not going to be taking the required action that's needed to sustain us and keep us going. We need inspired action. And so for me, it's financial freedom. It's to be able to work wherever I want to work. It's having more of that independence and doing what I love to do for a living. And I desire to make a positive impact in the world. And so I want you to ask yourself, what is needed in order for you to make what you want happen? And really, what sacrifices are you willing to make in your day-to-day in order to make what you want happen? Because we all have to sacrifice something. And it's not really about wanting to do something or not wanting to do something. It's about, are you willing to make it happen? Are you really willing and ready to do this, because whatever your driving force is, it's all valid. It's all worth it to you. And if that's true, you want to make sure that you are showing up for that. And you want to, I think, really write down what you want to do, what is inspiring you to take action, really getting honest with yourself, and visit that as often as you can, because that is what's going to help you stay the course toward your goals. And so it could be something as a great exercise that I love to use is, wouldn't it be great if, and then I just fill in the blanks, you know, wouldn't it be great if my business looked like this? This is the money that was coming in every month. These were the clients that I got to serve. These are the companies I got to work with. These are the stages that I got to speak on. Wouldn't it be great if, fill in the blank, and then ask yourself, well, what is essential? What is essential in my day-to-day to actually make those great things happen? What is absolutely essential? Because here's the thing, everything can't be essential, because if everything is essential, nothing is essential. So what is truly essential in your day-to-day, in your personal life and in your professional life, to get you closer to making those wouldn't it be great statements into reality? And then the last question you want to ask yourself is, what would it take? What would it take to actually make it happen? Do you need a person or a system or a process to support you? Do you need to structure your day a little bit differently? Do you need to start creating content and making more offers? Whatever that is for you, that's what you need to work on, and that's what you need to write down so you can visit it often and keep the course. Now, step two, you have got to tap into your network of community and people that want to support you. So step one was really about your process, right? Going from mindset to action to making your brand magic. That is what you're really focusing on in that step one. That step two is really about using your network to help you, to help drive you. You know, what kind of people do you know that can help support you along the way? You've got to tap into your network, to a community of people. And that's going to also allow you to get really crystal clear about why you want to do what it is that you want to do. And then you're going to have this network and this community of people to outreach and to get support on that. So a couple of things that you can do. You can update your social media profiles and bios, right, to show what it is that you do and how you serve. I talk a lot about that. You can secure a website domain and start to reflect what it is that you are going to be doing and the offers that you're going to be making. You could update your About Me page. You don't even necessarily need a full-blown website to get started, but I do think that you need some kind of landing page. That way, people are very clear as to who you are, what you offer, why you're doing it, and how you're serving. And then you can start to get all the other tools and the resources that you need to start putting those things in place and really start thinking about how you are showing up and connecting to the people that you want to work with. Are you really showing up? Are you reaching out? Are you getting that support that you need? Because if I know anything to be true about success, is that successful people work on becoming the person that they need to be in the future to get the results that they want today. So they start working on becoming that person today, so they have the results that they want tomorrow. And they also make sure to surround themselves with other like-minded people. So ask yourself, who are the people that you want support from? Who are the people that you look up to, that you admire? Look for people in your industry or even outside of your industry that can be that mentor for you. How can they support you? How can they show up for you? How can you support them? You need to look for opportunities to collaborate and to offer support. And if you don't have a community, then you've got to get yourself into some kind of community that's already out there, a program, a mastermind, a group of people, because that's where you're going to find your people and that's where you're going to find your community. And that is what is so important there. So again, this is about your process. First, we've got to go from the mindset to the action to making your brand magic happen. And you do that with people, with support. So when you're first starting out, and really as you grow and scale anything, relationships are always the most important piece. They're extremely valuable, and they often lead to things like referrals and new clients and growth in your business. So yes, growing a business will take a village, and you don't have to go at it alone. And it's really not as hard as you may think it is to find your people that are out there, that are waiting for you to join forces with them. And that's really your job to put yourself out there and to make that happen.
If you've been listening to this podcast for the last couple of months, you've heard me talk about Hiya, one of our incredible partners here on the Influencer Podcast that has my favorite vitamins for children. Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste that they love. My daughter, Lily Jo, literally asks me for these multiple times a day. She is obsessed with them. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. You can receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/influencer. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to hiyahealth.com/influencer to get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. All right, now we are on to step three. You have got to get realistic with your time and your goals. And so this is where we really start to get clarity on what are we launching here and how are we really building a solid foundation and a solid sales funnel and a solid marketing plan around that. Because we all know that time management is always going to be a struggle. And when you don't have anyone to report to, when you are an entrepreneur and you're just reporting to yourself. But I have a little secret of how I like to try and cut my workdays in half. So you've probably heard about me talk about this on the podcast if you've listened for years now. And I call this batching. So what this means is that it's taking blocks of time to focus on one thing and you don't let anything or anyone else get in the way of that. And I know that this can be really challenging. This is why this is actually a practice and a tool and a system that you can start putting in place to help you. I know it's hard when you got the kids and you got the job and you got the husband and the wife and all the things. But the best way to beat that overwhelm and that procrastination is just to sit down each morning and just again, what is essential? And write down the things that you're going to be batching that day.
So for example, for me today, I'm podcasting today. That is the only thing that I'm really focused on. Yes, I am checking emails and, you know, checking in on my team, but podcasting is the priority for me today. That's the only thing that is at the top of the list. And this is what batching helps with. It helps you remember that you don't have to do all the things, but if you can just write down one or three of them and you can do all of them, great. Or you can do just do one today, that's great. Then that's perfect, because that's what's going to give you confidence. And again, it's about taking action, because that is what is going to get you into the flow and keep you moving. The little things that distract you, not helping you. But the important things that you can start batching each day, and these should be very manageable tasks that are, again, are going to make you feel confident by being able to complete them in a good amount of time. So nothing too heavy, nothing too unrealistic. You don't want to write anything. You don't want to say, I'm going to, you know, design my entire website today. Like, that's completely unrealistic. You don't want to say, I'm going to build out an entire sales funnel today. That's completely unmanageable. I'm going to create an entire course today. Completely unmanageable. But you can start working towards that. So just one thing, repeat this every day. And I promise you, in a matter of 7, 10, 15 days, your level of accomplishment is going to skyrocket. So that's just really important. And that's when you can start to really see, you know, what I need to build and what support that I need. A lot of times we don't even know what it is that we need or who we need support with until we get clear. And the batching on that and really starting to go through and complete tasks and see what's left will help you with that. And I want to just remind you and give you permission to really go easy on yourself here. You know, just make 1 to 3 daily tasks, keep your goal simple, and just complete one and know that you're doing a great job, and then the rest will flow from there. All right, step 4, you have got to get clear on who your customer is and get confident in making your offers, pitching them, and showing up and selling. Now, this is really where positioning comes into play. And again, we're going to be talking about that on that free life class that I'm doing. We're going to be talking all about your process, your positioning, your marketing, and your platform. And so this is about positioning. This is really about, you go from kind of polishing to perfecting what your offer is, and you can start to get really streamlined on what are you offering, who is it for, and do they know that it's for them? And so now that you can create that foundation, it's time to get clear on showing up to who you're talking to and really making sure that you are attracting them to your offer, because that is really the name of the game. And that's what I'm going to deep dive inside the live event that I'm doing, is making sure that we're getting really clear on who your prospect is and making sure that you are out there and really selling to them in a service-based place and really making sure that they know that what they want, you have for them. So obviously, if right now, if you say to me, well, Julie, I know who my prospect is, but I'm not really making a lot of sales right now, then that always tells me you're probably not making enough offers. If you're not making enough sales, you're probably not putting yourself out there enough, and or the offer isn't clear enough to the person that you're essentially offering it to. So we've got to get really clear on the offer. What do you offer? We got to get really clear on who it's for. We got to make sure that they know it's for them, and then we got to go out there and we've got to start pitching it out into the world. And that is really the important piece of that positioning. Are you effectively positioning your place, yourself in the marketplace? And are you setting yourself up for success with your positioning? And if not, that's okay. I can help with that. Positioning is a key piece to brand growth, but you have to be aware. And so that first step of awareness will help you really get there. And so again, if you want help with this, just go to juliesolomon.net/brand and sign up for the free event. All right, step 5. And it kind of goes with the pitching that I was just talking about. You have to start getting comfortable and leaning into sales and marketing. So once you get to this step, you've been networking, you've been creating content, you've gotten really clear on your offer and who your prospect is, you're starting to make some offers and to pitch. What you don't want to do is to try to sell them once and then maybe they don't say yes, and so you just stop. You don't want to do that. What you want to do is you want to start sharpening your sales and marketing skills. And you do that by making more offers. And this is really where your platform comes in. How are we taking you from building your list
building your prospects, building your client base, to actually having raving fans who love what it is that you offer, who love your products and services, to then having a full-fledged career that you're really proud of. And so that's why we have to sharpen the sales and marketing skills. That's why they're so important. You have to remember that you, what you are offering is a service. It's not sleazy. It's not slimy. It is your job to sell it to the world, because that's how you are in service to the world. And you want to make sure that what you are offering is so crystal clear. And that's really where, if you start to solidify yourself in the marketplace, that's where the influence and impact piece comes in. It doesn't happen overnight. You do have to build it. But if you have the right strategy and you have the right support and you have the right coaching and community in place, a lot can happen faster and easier than you probably realize. So let's recap the five things. Self-assessment, which is really about, you know, your process going from mindset to action to making that brand magic happen, to clarifying what it is that you need, you know, and that goes with your positioning and your support in the marketplace, to marketing. What are we launching? What are we building? To your offer. What do you offer? Who's it for? And do they know it's for them? And then to really building out your platform. Now, the last thing that I want to say, and I think it's really important to check in on yourself as you're growing, is that idea of gratitude. You have to remember how far you've come, and you have to make sure to give yourself pats on the back along the way. As someone who has been doing this for a very long time, I can be the first to admit that I can get very tunnel visioned and very focused on what I want to do and what I want to accomplish. I'm a high achiever, but sometimes I can lose sight of the fact that I need to really be grateful for the moment that I am in. Even if it's tough, even if it feels heavy, even if it feels murky, I have to know that it's all working out for me. It is all happening for me. Even if I can't see it, I have to believe in that greater picture. And that's where the gratitude comes in. So if you can just remember to go easy on yourself, give yourself that pat on the back, know that you are doing a good job. I know that you're doing a good job, but I want you to know that you're doing a good job. And remember that that gratitude is really what's going to keep you afloat. Because when those tough days come, and I'm telling you, they come from all of us, it's going to keep you afloat. And it's so easy for us to get lost in the what's next without realizing how far we've come. And by the time that next year rolls around, you can look back at everything that you've accomplished and be like, wow, I did all of that. That's incredible. And then you get to set new goals, and then you just get to do the process over and over again. And this is really about what up-leveling is about. And this is what stepping into your confidence is really about. And, you know, making sure that you have everything that you need to deal with any mindset issues that come up, any strategies or tips that you need support on. Is there anything missing from your toolbox? You know, let's get clear on that first, because it's really going to help you pave the path to success a lot faster. And that's really what I want to leave you with. And if you want support in any of this, again, feel free to join me for the live event starting October 17th. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/brand to save your seat. That is where we are going to be getting really clear on your process, getting clear on your positioning, from polishing to perfecting your offer, to your marketing, from launching to building that solid sales foundation that you need, to then growing that full-fledged career with a fabulous platform that you have built. So I hope to see you there. I cannot wait to dive into all of the goodness. And until next time, I will talk to you soon. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff. When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession?
Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.